Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This company is backed by the Better Business Bureau and has a retention rate of well over 90% for a reason. Once folks make the switch, they discover the quality and customer service and overall perks are far too incredible to walk away from. And a vast majority of folks never set foot inside Walmart or Target again to purchase the items that they need in order to keep their lives going and to support their families. So if you make the switch, you can rest assured that your hard-earned money is going to people and causes that are aligned with our overall mission to defeat the cabal and remove their economic stranglehold along with their illusion of choice, which is nothing more than a mirage inside this matrix. Make the switch today, folks. Don't wait. Now is the time we need to band together and make history, because if we do nothing, then we continue tacitly agreeing to our money being used for nefarious purposes. So really, the choice is yours. Would you rather purchase items that you need from patriots or from demons? I think the answer is quite clear for everybody in this audience. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is September 6th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm going to go over some recent developments and give you my take, as is my custom. And no doubt by now, you've seen the videos put out by Derek Johnson, which have gone completely viral in the alternative media world. So I'm going to touch upon some of the information he put out, which I thought was really important for folks to understand in terms of how this scenario has been unfolding. And then I'm going to get into some other important news items as well. So thank you for listening, folks. Hopefully you enjoyed your holiday weekend. All right, let's get into it. So what I happen to enjoy about Derek Johnson's videos was how he connected the dots between where we are right now and the executive orders that Trump issued. And not only that, but also the difficulty in decoding the optics for all the unawakened people out there to see. And I'm going to touch upon that in a little while. Now, back in 2018, the Trump administration set in motion a series of dominoes in the form of executive orders. And he started it all with Executive Order 13848 back on September 12th of 2018, which issued a national emergency, established maritime law protocols, and also established an election fraud committee in anticipation of what the enemy had planned for 2020. Now, we all know that they have cheated for decades to steal their way into power. This is nothing new. And there have been insiders, actually, that have come out and revealed that in 2016, I think Kerry Cassidy was one that talked about this, the White Hats had to manipulate the vote to get Trump elected in order to mitigate the level of fraud that they were already engaged in. And looking back now, we certainly understand how critical it was that their attempt to steal the vote in 2016 was thwarted. But in 2020, the entire plan shifted to devolution after Trump had already established a beachhead in Washington. And, of course, having established that beachhead, also establishing the legal framework to go after these monsters by the book. So when the president issued a national emergency, it was incumbent upon Congress by law to address that issue and not either ignore it or kick the can to the next Congress. So by issuing this executive order, Trump set up the first of many traps. He knew exactly what they were planning to do, and what he did was establish a legal framework, like I said, to gradually escalate the circumstances, which would lead directly to continuity of government and the devolution strategy. Trump knew the election would be stolen. That wasn't the question. And more importantly, he also knew that Congress was going to entirely ignore his executive orders. Now, in terms of maritime law, Trump ensured that no foreign goods would enter U.S. ports, which is why the ships have been sitting out there and haven't moved. And it's also one of the many reasons that Q has told us to watch the water. And he also brought up the gold fringe flag, which signifies maritime law. And throughout this process of the Great Awakening, we've come to realize how important the language of semaphore has been to understanding white hat communications. So his executive order back in 2018, just on the heels, by the way, of the beginning of the Q project, that established this legal framework for what would transpire over the next several years, really the next couple of years, leading up to the 2020 election, and of course, all that we're living through now in the aftermath. But at that point in time, even before the pandemic, the White Hats knew the playbook. They understood very well that the enemy was going to pull out all the stops for 2020, that they could not afford to lose again, because they had to ensure that they regained power as a survival mechanism, as we all understand. That's the only way they escape justice, is if they control the levers of power. So then came Executive Order 13959, which was signed on November 12, 2020. And that order stipulated that as of 9:30 a.m. on January 11th of 2021, anybody who is funding the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, would have their assets frozen. And wouldn't you know it, that was the very beginning of all of these CEOs and all of these powerful people suddenly stepping down from their posts. It's absolutely amazing. We saw Jeff Bezos. We saw Warren Buffett. We saw Bill and Melinda Gates, who, of course, these people aren't actually, they're all being played by actors. We've gone over this, and I'm going to touch upon that in a little bit. But we saw Bill and Melinda Gates get a divorce. We see Zuckerberg dumping stock. In fact, Derek Johnson pointed out that he's dumping $25 million worth of stock on an almost daily basis, which, when you have that much money, you barely even notice it. So this is all going down, folks. All the CEOs are being taken down systematically as a result of this executive order. And again, that's 13959. And so for months now, we've been seeing a direct result of this action taken by Trump. Now, obviously, mainstream media always tells a different story with a different spin, but it's pretty hard to deny the significance of the impact of that executive order. Because I think we can all agree that under normal circumstances, there's no possible way that this many powerful people would step away from their post in such short succession without a very significant reason. And it turns out that 13959 is the reason. So when Congress didn't address his executive orders pertaining to the declared national emergency with regard to our elections, almost a year and a half after they were issued, on 4/20 of 2020, Trump issued Executive Order 13919, which gave the Secretary of Defense the full authority to activate reserve components of the military, which had never been done before. And this activated the National Guard to federal duty. And when I think about some of McAfee's posts and the videos of him smoking a joint and referencing 4/20, I do believe that this was to troll the enemy as well as to provide hints to the public about which dates to go back and look a little bit closer at. Typically, the first step is to look at the Q drops. But as we've also learned, each post can have multiple meanings and simultaneously be referencing different aspects of this hidden war. So as Derek is helping us to understand, this all happened right in front of our faces. And most people have been unaware of what they've been witnessing. It's almost as if there's still the kid by the side of the road, while we, the awakened, are no longer ignorant as to what's transpiring. And as I like to remind everybody frequently, the Great Awakening is all about the elevation of our consciousness and transcending the illusions which we've accepted as reality for our entire lives. And as this journey has progressed, we've increasingly honed our ability to discern the truth. And of course, when you come to realize that virtually everything that the cabal says and pushes is the inverse of reality, logic, and common sense, you then realize that unraveling their web of deception is not all that difficult. We now understand that everything the enemy does is an attempt to steer the narrative. And that's why more and more people have sought out alternative information. And that's why our ranks continue to grow at staggering speeds. as we witnessed the explosion of alternative media. So on January 6, Trump's Secretary of Defense activated the National Guard, but they didn't arrive until January 17th of 2021. So January 6th, the rally, the false flag insurrection, all of this was cover for the arrival of the National Guard in D.C. And the White Hats moved in under cover of the inauguration. And the cabal, they knew what was happening, so therefore, they were trying to cause chaos, as they always do, but specifically, they were trying to trigger a civil war, hoping to get the Patriots there all riled up and eventually fighting the military and or to incite some sort of an incident that would cause a smokescreen that would enable them to somehow shift the narrative and gaslight the public as they've been doing ever since. So my understanding is that on November 3rd of 2020, Trump's executive order 13848, the one we started with, was activated or it was triggered when the election was stolen. And as we know, DNI Radcliffe failed to provide even a partial report to Congress and used internal disagreement within the intelligence community to justify not producing the very report that Congress should have been anxious to receive, and then in turn use as a basis for their decision to either certify or not certify the election results. And we all know what happened instead. So 60 days later brings you to January 2nd of 2022. And both the intelligence community and Congress failed to comply with Trump's executive orders, which then initiated a second 60-day count during which the military underwent its own internal investigation in Cheyenne Mountain. And the result of which, as we know, was a coded communication on the Strategic Air Command website saying Q acquitted. So then 4 days later, on January 6th, Executive Order 13919 was activated, and then on March 3rd of 2020, after a second 60-day count in association with the executive order, Trump's second inauguration took place, the same date that all the presidents were inaugurated under the original Constitution. And by the way, the reason that all of the hotels just skyrocketed in price right around that time. And you can remember there was a whole bunch of speculation as to what was going on in D.C. Well, it seems now we know. So the first 60 days, and again, this is according to my understanding based on the information that Derek put out, the first 60 days were for Congress to do their due diligence and to validate the vote after intelligence agency investigations were ordered by the president. And when they failed to provide a report to the president under DNI Radcliffe, and then Congress went ahead and certified the vote anyway, that triggered the second 60-day countdown. And then the military began its own investigation, which led to the inauguration of Trump on March 3rd. I also thought it was interesting because he brought up Executive Order 13885, which is the National Quantum Act or Initiative. And he also mentioned the website quantum.gov. So for those who question the validity of the QFS and the quantum voting system, this executive order makes it quite clear the direction that we're headed once this devolution process is over and the anticipated financial collapse has occurred. And I would remind everyone that this entire time, behind the scenes, this new system has been parallel constructed with the old one that's being phased out. So this is just another example of the countermeasures which have been firmly established by the White Hats behind the scenes in order to ensure that the devolution process doesn't end up tearing society apart. And these new quantum initiatives will truly set humanity free after we collectively come to witness the full extent of their corruption and their wickedness. We're going to understand that this was all enabled by a system that lacked any real transparency and decentralization, that it was all rooted in economics. And that's why these quantum initiatives will accomplish so much for the world. We the people will be able to operate with full transparency in terms of how we elect our leaders and how our assets are allocated economically. It's basically kryptonite that's going to prevent any manifestation of evil from reestablishing a debt prison. And also, more importantly, it's going to prevent any funds from being hidden and manipulated or transferred to bankroll nefarious activity. Now, the difficulty in explaining all of this information really boils down to optics, as we know. All of us have been blessed with eyes to see, and yet, even still, we have to contend with the various different aspects of this psychological war related to what's visible on the surface, the illusion of mainstream media, versus what logic tells us is going on beneath the surface. We've long understood that what's going on is indeed a sting operation, and so much of what Derek discusses are the reasons that all of us have felt so isolated in our own lives. And these are subjects that I know my regular listeners have heard me discuss many times. We all deal with it even to this day. And even as this pantomime gets more and more obvious for us, the sad reality is that we still have a major portion of the population that continues to hit the snooze button. Because Americans have been indoctrinated. We've been cynical. We've been lazy. We've been born into a system, encouraged to not read. We lack attention span. And at a deeper level, people just don't want to know the truth or see value in real, truthful information. Because we've become so domesticated and indoctrinated into this lie that tells us that apathy and complacency and narcissism and cynicism are somehow these attributes that we should strive for, when the reality is that the complete opposite is true, especially in a society that values freedom. We all understand that freedom is only a generation away from extinction. And I do believe that when we get to the end of all this, we're going to realize just how close we came to that exact end. And this is something that's true across the board, even within the military. He ranted quite a bit about the fact that other veterans even don't understand that there's a sting operation at play. But he was clear to point out that active duty personnel are also never going to divulge the plan because they've sworn an oath. And yet, the fact that they're operating outside of their state, these National Guard members, and in many cases outside of the country, is proof positive that the National Guard has been activated to federal duty, and a very clear indication that our military is on a war footing. And by the way, I 100% agree that there's a connection between technology advancement and decreased cognitive ability. But we know at a deeper level that this has all been engineered by the enemy. They call it a smartphone because it makes you the exact opposite. You see, it's not a device that just enables you to freely access information. It's specifically designed to lead, guide, and direct people to disinformation. And as we know, most of us are susceptible to groupthink, as Juan O'Savin recently pointed out. This is exactly the design of social media and what it intends to exploit. And you might recall that one of the co-founders of Facebook, Sean Parker, came out and revealed that the platform was built to manipulate the brain's dopamine feedback loop. This was a platform that was designed to steer the national conversation, and the global one as well, directly into the trap that they had attempted to spring on us. The object was always to choke back the conversation in order to train the sheep how to behave, what they can think, what they can say, in order to receive social acceptance. And look how effective it's been. And that's what makes all of us different. We had the courage to explore other avenues that would lead us to the truth when most people never stray from the comfort of acceptance. And unlike all of them, we were willing to accept all of the labels. We were willing to accept the demonization because we knew intuitively that the truth is worth it. We've seen through a journey that most people don't have the fortitude to even begin. And that's exactly what qualifies us as leaders and will enable us to help heal this broken world. So it's no accident that we've fallen this low. But I agree in spirit that ultimately it's up to us to transcend this program, and it's up to us to assist our fellows in doing the same. And that's why we were called for this moment. Now, on the topic of fake Biden, and of course coinciding with our general discussion of optics and the difficulty in getting through to the general public and getting them to see beyond the trappings of the five senses, it was interesting when he discussed recognizing that we have a fake resident, not a real president, in the White House, or rather, I should say, on a set that appears to be 1600 Pennsylvania Ave, but most likely is somewhere in Georgia. So he mentions Commonwealth Act 671, which apparently was last used when FDR put a puppet in to run the Philippines while their real president was in exile. And of course, this helps folks to conceptualize a similar scenario to our current circumstances. A shadow president who's pulling the strings of the puppet depicting the president behind the scenes. Now, obviously, we've been discussing the many telltale signs for months and months that the real Biden is a different guy than the actor on TV. But one of the things which blew my mind was when he discussed Biden being given a military funeral according to the specific gun salutes and the band music that was playing, and saying that it's all written into military code, so instead of watching an inauguration, we were actually watching a funeral. And as we know, Biden was sworn in at 11:47, not 12 o'clock noon. And by the way, that's 11:11. So at a time when most of us felt like we were experiencing our first gut punch after the election, in reality, according to military code, as Derek explains, the military was communicating that Biden had been executed. And meanwhile, we all think that we're watching the inauguration of a fraudulent president. Now again, for most people, the idea that all of this has been going on beneath the surface is just too wild to comprehend. And that's precisely the weapon that the deep state still has at their disposal, and they can still wield very effectively. And that is the sword of public opinion based on ignorance, which they've controlled for generations. And if you can manipulate public opinion, ultimately you can cause wars. And that, my friends, has been the difficult and delicate balance that the White Hats have had to walk this entire time, and why optics are so vitally important. And as we know, this coincides directly with our ongoing conversation about consensus. This entire game that's being played is to maintain the status quo as the public gradually begins to wake up and to realize not only what's been happening over the past couple years, but ultimately to what's been happening their entire lives and way beyond that, all throughout history. So to further accentuate the case that Biden is not only an actor, but one who has essentially no real power, Derek made some interesting points. And of course, a lot of these things have been brought up in the past, but they're worth mentioning again. If Trump can only exert executive privilege as a sitting president, how could he have done so in relation to the January 6th committee, demanding that he turn over 770 pages of documentation that he claimed executive privilege over? How is that able to stand if he isn't a sitting president? And then there's the issue of the no-fly zone over D.C., a 33-mile one, yet again. There we are with their numbers. Why have there been so many military planes? He said that there were 10, when he posted the video, 10 planes in the last week that he had tracked on a flight app directly over the White House. And why were there planes heard on April 16th of 2022, when Jen Psaki was doing a press conference? You could hear jets flying directly over the building. So why all of these deviations in security protocols for the president? Why is he carrying his own luggage? Why is his head and hands disappearing as he talks to reporters or walks down the hallway? And then, of course, there's Gitmo. Why is Gitmo being expanded despite Biden's campaign promise when he vehemently argued how unconstitutional and how inhumane it was? And he vowed that he was going to shut it down. Why is it still open, especially when he wields the unilateral authority to shut it down? He could do it with a stroke of a pen, and nobody would be able to stop him if he really was the president and if he really was in control. So not only is Gitmo still operational, but there have been hundreds of million dollars invested into expanding virtually every aspect of it. More evidence facilities, more storage facilities, more courtrooms, more detainment areas. It just goes on and on. So if Biden were actually the president, would that make any sense? And the mainstream media cover story that it's for Middle Eastern and other terrorists doesn't seem to hold much water, given that those wars were essentially ended by Trump in his first term. And why would Biden expand Trump's executive order related to voter fraud when it was targeted specifically at Biden? Again, it's completely counterintuitive. He also signed a defense budget he initially said he wouldn't sign, which is aimed at expanding funding for our military, which is in direct opposition to the cabal's agenda to gut our military, a process that was well underway after the Obama years. And we know that when Trump came in, he did the exact opposite and revitalized our military like no other president before him. So why then would Biden be following in the same footsteps? So like I said, he puts out some really solid information to prove to us, all by way of connecting the legal dots and the executive orders, what we believe to be true, of course, for some time now. And that is that we are witnessing an epic sting operation, that Trump and the White Hats are in full control. And I think that given the critical juncture we find ourselves in, the more patriots who can provide information which enhances the clarity with which the general public and all of us can see the big picture, well, I say the more the better. But as we all know, this is leading to a big event, as I've been discussing for quite some time now. And it's clear that in this 5D chess match, the White Hats are leading the Cabal down a primrose path to expose their criminality for the entire world to see. And at every plot twist, we can see the traps being set. We can see the usual suspects being baited directly into revealing who they really are. And of course, we know that we can say who they really were with a high level of confidence because although the actors are indeed making this pantomime convincing, nevertheless, we can clearly identify that these individuals are not the same people. But in terms of the chaos that we are anticipating in the wake of the big event, countermeasures are in place to round up certain individuals and groups that have been clearly identified in certain areas. And in many cases, the White Hats have strategically lured them in preparation to initiate mass arrest operations. So the same Antifa and BLM thugs who we witnessed burn down cities all across America, as well as their handlers, have been strategically herded into certain areas. So once the military gets the green light, both the Marines and the National Guard will be able to round them up quite efficiently. And this is not going to be a replay of 2020 when we saw a massive stand down. When the violence is triggered this time, folks, it's going to be met with a very rapid and very aggressive military response. Mark my words. Because once again, the White Hats know their entire playbook. You got to remember that. But still in all, when the military moves in on these individuals and on these groups and on these locations, it's going to be shocking to witness, certainly for those who don't understand what's going on. And I imagine even for us when the order is finally a go. The difference is that we're going to understand initially what the general public won't. And it'll be in that moment that each of us will be activated in our own lives to become leaders at the local level, because we'll be in a position to help folks understand what's going on. But this chess match is nearing a conclusion one way or another, and the deep state is operating in pure panic mode as every move they make boomerangs on them, especially and most importantly in the court of public opinion. People are seeing their corruption on full display, and it's forcing them to push forward, as was the plan all along. So I'm very confident that we're going to see a comms blackout in the near future, and I'm also very confident that it's going to be triggered by the deep state in a desperate attempt to control the narrative and in response to the big event, which will really amount to what I believe is going to be the climactic moment of this sting operation, and indeed this entire pantomime. All this time, the White Hats have strategically maneuvered the enemy into a position of having to desperately attempt to cover up their criminal activity. And we can see just how desperate they're becoming. This is all being directed by the White Hats. But nevertheless, it's exposing the cabal for who they really are, one way or another, regardless of who's pulling the strings. So the good guys are setting up precedents that can be used against them when this reversal event takes place. They already have all the information, but we're undergoing this so that the general public can understand, can be brought up to speed. And the combination of that exposure leading to consensus without a civil war has been the objective all along. So as events unfold, we can clearly identify both the exposure of the cabal's criminality and their sheer panic to prevent that truth from coming out, which, as I said, will very likely and very soon lead to a communications blackout. And it appears they're pre-positioning the narrative to place the blame on the overburdened power grids, which is leading many to wonder whether there'll be a grid shutdown or a grid collapse along with a comms blackout. I mean, it's certainly been made very clear over the past several years just how vulnerable the grids are. And we know they need to pave the way for Tesla-free energy. So I'm thinking more and more that our gut punch combo is going to include some sort of fire sale controlled demolition of any aspect of the old system, which we've been witnessing gradually devolve. And once the eye of the storm hits, I do believe the controlled collapse will include our energy infrastructure. And already in California, they've declared a level one grid emergency, urging customers to cut usage to avoid a blackout. Isn't it ironic that the biggest proponent of green energy now has to tell folks not to charge their electric cars that were sold as a way of saving the planet from this very type of calamity? And meanwhile, we're finding out that green energy isn't really green anyway, and it actually requires the use of fossil fuels to enable the charging stations to even function. Meanwhile, you've got revelations of the jab that are continuing to come fast and furious, and there's a rising level of anger as all these truths begin to surface about the bioweapon. It was just reported that more than 50% of babies and toddlers, and I can't believe the parents who actually jabbed their children, but 50% of the babies and toddlers who were given this so-called vaccine, which is really a gene-editing AI spike protein cocktail to advance their human agenda, well, 50% of them have had systemic adverse reactions. Well, imagine my shock. And of course, we also keep seeing the cadavers of all these blood clots that have never been witnessed before. And every statistic that comes out makes it clearer and clearer that not only are the people starting to reject this nonstop vaccination agenda, but also the reasons that they're rejecting it are mounting with every passing day. And of course, amidst all of this, Biden comes out and announces that we're now going to have an annual COVID shot, just like the flu shot. Remember when that was a conspiracy theory? So even the most brainwashed of all the people out there who decided to do this to get their life back and to return to normalcy, they're having to admit to themselves that if we continue to go in this direction, there's never going to be any normalcy again. This was bait and switch at an absolutely epic level. People still remember 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And now that the public is not living in a general state of fear, they're actually beginning to think more rationally and logically about the disconnect between what they're hearing on mainstream media, what they're being led to believe by all of their doctors, and the emerging realities that cannot be ignored any longer. And then across the pond, I saw a story today that London has begun installing Chinese facial recognition software, these CCTVs, all over the city, which are really weaponized LED street lamps that have a whole wide range of silent attack options, many of which can actually mimic viral symptoms, as I've discussed on previous shows. So their attack grid is coming into full view now. They're no longer able to convince the public to go along with their various agendas and gaslighting us into thinking that it's all in our best interest. In fact, I think right at the heart of the Great Awakening is the realization that the best interests of we the people are completely at odds with this cult that has controlled DC for generations. They're uncloaking very rapidly now, and the public can see them for who they really are. And then, of course, we've got Biden coming out and announcing that he wants TikTok to help run our elections, because, of course, it's owned by the Chinese military, and it was designed to data mine for our enemies, so why wouldn't he be in support of that? And then he comes out and he gives a speech that almost looked as if he was trying to act like Hitler, trying to look like Hitler and remind people of Nazi Germany. And in the context of that speech, he declared war against you and I. He declared war against conservatives. He branded us the enemy. And this is nothing new, of course, but this is probably one of the most blatant examples that the entire world can now see for themselves. It's pretty hard to ignore. And then the very next day, Trump gives a speech, the last 3 minutes of which, by the way, are truly riveting, in which he made clear that the real enemy of the people is this regime and this fake puppet at the top, who he called the enemy of the state. And not only that, Trump put out a recent post pointing out that a top DOJ attorney was partners with Hunter Biden's attorney. And very interestingly, in that post, he also called for redoing the crooked election. So once again, he's hinting that 2020 is far from over. And we have a U.S. judge who ordered an independent review of the Mar-a-Lago documents, citing quote-unquote unprecedented circumstances, which require a pause for oversight. Yeah, you think? And then just today it came out that Biden was not only aware of the raid, but he gave the green light himself. Well, isn't that special? Gateway Pundit reported that on pages 2 and 3 of the ruling, Judge Cannon revealed that it was Joe Biden who ordered the FBI to access the Mar-a-Lago documents and President Trump's personal belongings. So they outright lied about this, and now it's official that fake Biden gave the go-ahead. So as the cabal continues to be drawn into the light, every geopolitical event that unfolds, from war to food shortages to inflation to soaring energy prices and on and on and on, all of it is collectively functioning to expose the true enemy. And so when they indict or arrest Trump, or there's some sort of 25th Amendment move, whatever the case is, whatever enemy attack plan that they decide to go with, you can rest assured that the military has assets in place and they know the playbook. And so if they indict or arrest Trump in an attempt to trigger a civil war, not only do we know that the military has assets in place in order to swiftly deal with any violence, more importantly, we know that a consensus will have been achieved amongst the people, if it hasn't been already. And their plan is going to fail. It's a testament to the American people that we've remained peaceful for so long under such harsh conditions. And we are certainly not going to be derailed in our movement in the 11th hour. So hold the line, patriots. The best is yet to come. And I'm telling you, folks, it's not far off now. Remember what brought you here. And more importantly, remember what kept you engaged in this fight this entire time. All of us have been through a whirlwind. All of us have been put through the ringer. This has been an emotional roller coaster of biblical proportions. Nobody's ever been through this type of psychological attack. It's been said before many times, and certainly by me on more than one occasion, but it bears repeating. We have survived and transcended the most evil, the most comprehensive, and the most depraved mind control operation and cold-blooded genocidal attack that this world has ever seen. It's just that the world hasn't fully caught on yet. But against all odds, we have clung to the truth, and we have never wavered in our commitment to justice, particularly for the innocents that can't fight for themselves and would remain voiceless were it not for us. So like I said, folks, hold the line. Remain strong. Remain in prayer. Remain connected to God. And I promise you, at the end of all this, history will be written in our favor. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this situation update. You can let me know in the comments. Please hit that like button if you did. Also, please check out patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two to support my work. You can also do so on Patreon by making a monthly pledge. Also, remember to check out patriotswitch.com. Click that link in the description. Begin your journey today with more than 2 million other Americans who have already made the switch, have already reallocated their financial resources to fund the good guys and to defund the enemy. This is what it's all about, folks. Make the right decision. Be part of the solution. Patriotswitch.com. All right, folks, thanks again for listening. I'll be back soon. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.